Vocalis is a chamber choir, so we're a smaller group. There's 18 singers, and it really creates a really kind of unique and intimate sort of choral sound.
Tell us the range of different music that you sing.
One of the things that I really enjoy doing is creating programming that has a lot of variety. So we'll sing some things from as far back as the Middle Ages, some medieval plain chant, and then we'll carry right through music history, and at the same time, on the same program, we'll sing something from the current day, something very 20th century or even popular. So it's a big, diverse mix of things that we sing.
How is it embraced by the audiences when you perform live? What do they say?
I think they're kind of surprised by the blend that we're able to get and the sort of quality of the sound. I think they see 18 voices and they might be used to a larger ensemble, and then they hear this fullness of sound and this really great rich blend, and I think they're a little surprised by that. And I think my goal is to create a mood in our concert which stays with them after they leave, and that's what I hope we can achieve.
Would you say it's actually gaining in popularity? Watching the new program Sing Off on NBC, it's featuring all these young emerging groups.
Absolutely, and what's interesting about it is that kind of a cappella singing is far different than what we do. That's much more popular, but what it does is it opens up singing in general to a wider audience. So that might intrigue someone to come and hear a more classical version of a cappella singing, which is what we do.
And of course, it's all done without instrumental.
Yes, 90% of the time we perform completely a cappella, and there is just an amazing selection of pieces for that arrangement of voices without instruments at all, and you could do concerts forever and never repeat the same number, and there's something really unique about the human voice by itself.
Now tell us about the Christmas concerts. You have the December 9th show in Orchard Park at Orchard Park Presbyterian Church, and then here in the city of Buffalo on December 10th.
The concert at the Karpeles Museum on the 10th has become sort of our traditional home. And if you don't know this building, it is just a fantastic place. It's on the corner of Elmwood and North. It is this fantastic architectural gem. And inside is this beautiful wide acoustic space with a lead glass ceiling. And it's just right to amplify an a cappella group like ours. We've really come to love that place. We decorate it, put a big tree in. At intermission, we have spiced wine and hot cider for everybody, and it becomes an event. And we really, really have enjoyed our time at the Karpeles. The program on the 9th in Orchard Park is exactly the same Christmas program. We're just doing it in a different venue.
Certainly sounds like a great way to get into the holiday spirit and perhaps make it part of a new tradition for Western New Yorkers. Tell us some of the traditional songs that you'll be singing as well that are on your program.
We have quite a number of carols that people are going to recognize. We have, of course, Deck the Halls. We have Away in a Manger. And those are just sort of the more well-known ones. But we try and mix it up, too, and have some contemporary settings of things. So it's great because I think everyone will find something that they can latch onto and really enjoy.
Jamie, thank you so much for coming into our studios, and we'll see you performing.
Thanks very much.